The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Here we go, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Barreling down the tracks with the Trump phenomenon. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. And we invite your calls. Engineer, I've got a little bit of echo. Oh, okay. All righty. The sorting out the engineering, folks, and thank you for joining us. You can join us by phone, in fact. Get into the echo yourself at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I found it interesting in our show 2 days ago when we had the incredible privileges of speaking for 3 hours with Philip Cherney. He remembered that phone number. It's, as you know, after you've announced that number thousands of times, it's burned into your consciousness and you know it as well as your own cell phone. So dial it, 800-313-9443, if you want to get in on the show today. Let's see, we have George in Maryland with us. George, by phone.
We're here, James, on that very phone number.
And thank you, George, and thank you, Paul, there in Canada. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see if we can get Paul connected. Now, here's where I'd like to go tonight. Oh, there's Paul. Paul, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, you just popped in, and we were just welcoming you into the show tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. I was in and then out and then in, but anyway, it looks as though we're good now.
Okay, great. The thrill of live radio, folks, and I mean the thrill. It really is thrilling. It's so much more fun than any other kind. Here are a couple of things I'd like to talk about tonight, and we have a continuing theme that we're addressing, which is... Do we patriots have good cause to be overjoyed at the arrival of Donald Trump? Now, my answer has been, since day one, yes. Even when he was just a primary candidate, I thought, good enough cause to be overjoyed just in the fact that he's doing well in the primaries and he's scoring points for our cause, even if he doesn't make it to the general election, even if he doesn't win primaries. And then he's just been rolling up the wins, and I've been repeating nonstop. Yes, great cause for jubilation, and I'm saying that again tonight. And I want to address those who are just as one patriot to other fine patriots. I want to address the concerns of those who don't share all of my jubilation, and see if I can figure out what's. Let us reason together, as they say.
Donald Trump throwing us all under the bus.
Yes. Now, I'll give you a couple examples of men who think Donald Trump's doing fine and are very enthusiastic about him. Men about whom you yourself are probably enthusiastic. Rand Paul. Rand Paul today had a great. Piece that he put together. Let's see, where is it? Rand Paul, where are you? And I'll bring in Ted Cruz in a moment, too. Ted Cruz had a great contribution today. Here it is at Breitbart. At Breitbart, Rand Paul says, real men cut taxes. And this is an exclusive interview with Rand Paul. Here's what he says. Real men, as well as pull-no-punches women, cut taxes. The lesser mortals that tend to inhabit Washington wring their hands and get all weak in the knees when it comes to cutting taxes. Rumors are President Trump will propose a real tax cut. I certainly hope so. Then I'm going to skip some of his history of the Republican Party. Too many Republicans have become timid about tax cuts, often spouting the milquetoast line of revenue-neutral tax cuts. And he goes on to explain how those are bogus. But here's the part that I like the most. He says, I believe the best way to stimulate our economy, promote job growth, and give our ailing middle class a raise is to cut taxes for all. Now, here's what I want you to listen to. This is Rand Paul telling you this, and he should carry weight with you. I know Donald Trump believes this too. Because he said so often during the campaign, and as a job creator himself, he knows that lower taxes and less regulation are the keys to more jobs. So, there is Rand Paul pronouncing on one front, that's one element of, you know, our cause, which is to reduce the size of government and increase our freedom as a people. Well, Rand Paul says, I know Donald Trump believes this too. Well, that's good enough for me. And he says, this week we are expected to hear the beginnings of the Trump tax reform plan. I, for one, urge the president. Now, and I think Rand Paul also gives us a template for how we, I'm not advocating that we be jellyfish or sponges, and whatever Trump does, we just go, whistle and clap. I like what Rand Paul does. Creative suggestions, pressure, you know, let him know we're out there. That's what Rand Paul does here. He says, I urge the president to stick to his guns and not to preemptively surrender to the establishment in Congress and to offer real, meaningful cuts to individuals and businesses across all income levels. It is likely the single most important thing he will do in his first year in office to determine our economic growth over the next several years. I urge the president to go big and go bold, but also to go simple. As he has likely already seen, first 100 days as president, no training for that job, people often try to make things too complicated or clever up here in Congress. Obamacare repeal is a great example. So learning from that lesson, let's make this simple. We don't need hundreds of special interests grabbing for goodies. We don't need 2,000-page bills. We need a big, bold tax cut. So this is Rand Paul. You know Ron Paul, you know that, well, Ron's reading it, but you know that Donald Trump is reading this. My suggestions from among the ideas that I have championed and Donald Trump ran on are simple. First, cut the corporate tax rate. Ours is now the highest in the world at 35%. We should immediately cut it to 15% or less. I'll skip some of the great logic there. Finally, we must make sure every income level receives a cut and that small businesses organized under various parts of the tax code get the benefit of the corporate tax cut. I'm hoping the president has learned three things from his Obamacare repeal experience. I like Rand's approach. He learns. And he's famous for learning. First, work with the true fiscal conservatives in Congress to come up with a great tax plan. Second, keep it simple and make sure everyone in America will both know and see the benefits. Finally, remember who elected you and heed this advice. No one ever knocked on doors or made phone calls for revenue-neutral tax reform. If you want to drain the swamp, you have to take away money from Washington and send it back to the people. I stand ready to cut taxes for every American and get our economy moving again. I think Rand Paul has it perfect there. He stated his faith and belief in Donald Trump's sincerity and integrity and his patriotism. And then he offered a really creative suggestion based on his tremendous knowledge, his own and his father's. And Rand Paul brings with him a tremendous base. Now I'll give you another good example of great patriot action vis-a-vis Donald Trump, which I propose that we engage in here. This is beautiful. Paul, you're going to love this as a borders man. And George, you'll love it too. We'll all love it. Ted Cruz calls for $14 billion seized from El Chapo to fund the border wall. Okay. Whoa, this has got my interest. $14 billion will go a long way toward building a wall that will keep Americans safe and hinder the illegal flow of drugs, weapons, and individuals across our southern border, Senator Ted Cruz stated. According to a statement obtained by Breitbart Texas from the senator's office. Now, see, Breitbart has a Texas bureau now. I love this. They have a London bureau. This is our media now. Forget the New York Times. Forget the Washington Post. Forget paying to look at their stupid articles. Ensuring the safety and security of Texans is one of my top priorities, he said. The Texas senator said that leveraging criminally forfeited assets from El Chapo and other Mexican cartel members and drug dealers can offset the wall's cost and make meaningful progress toward achieving President Trump's stated border security objectives. Now, remember, again, Senator Cruz is doing the right thing. Remember, he was at complete loggerheads with Donald Trump in the campaign. I mean, these two men were down in the dirt fighting each other and scratching and kicking and biting. And look at him as a patriot. Ted Cruz, he's our leader, he's my leader, and I'm going to help him out. I love that approach. Senator Cruz, now here's the funniest part. Senator Cruz introduced the Ensuring Lawful Collection of Hidden Assets to Provide Order Act on Tuesday. And you know what that acronym comes out to? The El Chapo Act. The U.S. government is currently seeking the criminal forfeiture of more than $14 billion in drug proceeds and illicit profits from El Chapo. And I'm not sure if it's El Chapo who offered a $100 million bounty on Donald Trump's head, but it was one of his buddies if it wasn't El Chapo himself. The Mexican government extradited the former Mexican drug kingpin in January to the U.S., The move to an American prison cell followed months of court battles in Mexico and multiple escapes from prison by El Chapo. So there you go. Brilliant idea from Ted Cruz. Again, creative and helping Donald Trump. He's not taking shots at Trump. He's not figuring out what he doesn't like about whatever. He's helping out. He's helping the team. So I just put those two out there for a discussion here. And let me just take a look at the phones here and see if anybody's coming in. I love live radio, folks. You can hear my printer going in the background. I'm not printing anything, but my wife is. So, we've got George in Texas, Tom in Florida, and Joe in Indiana. Oh, that's old. Let me go down further here. Fred in Michigan, you're on the air. Come in, Fred.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
You mentioned funding the border wall. I distinctly recall Robert Rubin. Does that ring a bell with any of you guys?
Sure.
Robert Rubin, Treasury Secretary, Clintonista, crime regime. Robert Rubin thought it was in your best interest to bail out Vicente Fox or whatever that aspirin-ass clown was. Okay, so they bailed him out, right? I forgot. It was some outrageous sum. Okay, haven't heard any more about that. That needs to be recalled. I'm going to be contacting the Michigan U.S. senators to give me this Congressional Budget Office tally on all the money that has been That would be U.S. taxpayer revenue donations, corporate welfare donations to Israel, going back to whenever it began. And I think that money should now be recalled. And incidentally, if any of you have any interest in military weaponry, the YF-35, which we were all told had all these outrageous defects, remember?
Yes.
All of a sudden, out of the blue, back in January, it was a one-day announcement that Israel had just received their first installment of the YF-35. There's like 30 or 40 of them. No follow-up on that initial installment, of course. I can guarantee you they would have acquired those on probably, a nickel at most on the dollar that U.S. taxpayer revenues contributed for the YF-35 development. Now, I recently heard about the origin of the so-called income tax, which was
Hang on, Fred. You've made several good points, and that's about all we're going to get to cover. I agree with you completely. Old agreements and giveaways to our enemies and hostile foreign governments, stupid. They should be recalled to as best Donald Trump can reach them and get into it and dig into it and cancel those things. Absolutely. Donald Trump is also...
One last thing, real quick. The income tax started out, I think it was a victory tax. It was a 1%er. 1% was a donation. We need to get back to that, a 1% for anybody who's bringing home less than, say, $250K a year, okay? Wouldn't that be great?
That's good. I love it. And Rand Paul's suggestion that the business tax rate go from 35 to 15, brilliant. That's stupid to have the highest. As Donald Trump said, we'll stop being the stupid people. Taxing our businesses more than anybody else. We've been driving our own businesses out of the country. Fred, thank you very much for that commentary. And yes, you mentioned the YF-35s going to Israel. Of course, our top line stuff has a habit of going to Israel, and we end up paying for it. I love what Donald Trump said vis-a-vis Israel. This took real brass when he is. Who is it? Paul, help me. But he is having one of the leaders of the Palestinians is coming to the White House to meet with him.
Mahmoud Abbas, I think.
Yeah, I think it's Abbas. He had a good phone call with Abbas, and he said, I want you to come to the White House and let's meet and let's talk. Let's settle this perpetual, Mexican standoff in Israel between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. Let's end this state of war, and let's give peace to both peoples. Now, that's a great. Donald Trump said this is high on my agenda. I want to accomplish this. This is not what Benjamin Netanyahu wants, folks. This is not what Likud wants. They do not want the Palestinian people to have a peace and to have a normal life, but Donald Trump does, and that took real grit. And he's willing to go up and stand in front of AIPAC, stand in front of various Jewish organizations, and say it. Say things as he said to AIPAC. This was amazing when he said, "You people talking to AIPAC there, thousands of them in Washington D.C., you're not going to vote for me." He said, "You don't like me because I don't need your money." That's what he said. Those words came out of his mouth. So, my gosh, we've never in our lifetime heard a major national politician say things like that. So I expect him to have actually an America first policy vis-a-vis Israel. And so far he does. Anyway, Thread, thank you very much. Let's go to Dennis in Florida. You're on the air.
The best of the free.
Whoops, you will be on the air. We got a break coming up, and then we'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent
comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world.
We're back, folks. Let's rebuild America first. We've got Dennis in Florida on the phone with us. Dennis, are you there?
I am. Can you read me okay?
Yeah, Dennis, hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Well, I too am a Trump fan, and I know you are. And no man is perfect. I mean, even in that position, it's got to be a large task. What I would like to say is that I think the money system is probably the most, by far, the most important issue that people should focus on, how wealth is produced and created and manipulated and, you know, the Federal Reserve and the history behind that. Well, the beginning of money, gold, silver, and how money is understood should be by far the focal point of all our research, right? Would you not agree with that or not?
Yes, I would, and wouldn't you agree that two of the greatest experts in the world are Ron and Rand Paul?
I'm a big Ron subject. Paul fan. Rand, go ahead.
Well, Rand is a chip off the old block. I mean, Rand is, I've met both men, and Ron Paul I've met 13 different times. Rand is very much in his father's image, as is, by the way, the whole Paul family. They have several brothers and cousins and nephews, very active in politics. They're all patriots.
Well, there's no doubt there. What I would disagree with them on, though it's not much, is that they connect money with a finite item like gold or silver or whatever, which, yeah, I know it works to some degrees, but if we're going to truly be, if we're truly going to live into the future, we need to think differently about wealth and money, I think. I mean, it's really all about effort and labor. If you're willing to put your labor out there, that should be worth something, and that's where we should define our money system, I think, or at least the aspect of it. What do you think about that?
Well, the I like what you're saying, and I, of course, getting folks to understand the money system and so on, very, very important. And Donald Trump now has three vacancies on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. An unbelievable dream. You have to pinch yourself, think, could this ever be? Could this ever happen? I never even hoped for this. In my wildest dream as a patriot, I never hoped that I would see the day when an American president had three vacancies on a seven-member Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. But Donald Trump has that right now. And he could nominate people like Paul Craig Roberts, who was an assistant secretary of the Treasury. He could nominate nominate and secure the placement of Ron Paul. So
he could, but he won't.
Well, now, why do you say that?
I give Mr. Trump a year. I'm not gonna sit here and judge every day, every move, every action, because it doesn't work.
When you say
that
you
way.
Give him a year, give him a year for what?
To find out what kind of man we have running this country and this world. I mean, I give him a year. I'm not gonna cast any illusions before a year is up. I'm gonna let everything play its way out, because that's the worst mistake, is rushing in on anything that happens. And that's what we do constantly as a nation. We rush in on every little stupid little thing that comes out, and don't get the right information.
Dennis, let me give you stuff that you don't need to wait a year. I take it you're suspending judgment on Donald Trump, the man, and the patriot, until you've seen a year's worth of evidence. Is that what you're saying?
It's a firestorm, my friend. I don't give a damn how you look at it. This guy could
I take that as a yes. Okay, I'll take that as a yes. But now let me give you I think you don't need to wait a year. In Breitbart today, I recommend reading the Breitbart thoroughly. In Breitbart today, there's an interview with two men down on the border who they testify that the traffic of illegals coming across, invaders coming across their huge ranch, is down by 90%. It's down to 1 in 10 of what they have faced, and they've researched it with the Border Patrol. 300,000, they estimate, across their ranch, 300,000 illegals have crossed in 30 years, and it's down to 1/10 of that. You don't need to wait a year. That's reality. That's
and
a result.
I know that. You don't have to tell me that. I know that. It's a complicated
Donald
issue.
Trump did
of course,
it.
It's
Trump
one
did
aspect,
it.
Though. Money is the number one aspect, and he won't address the Federal Reserve, is what I do know. And if he doesn't do that, he's not my patriot,
okay?
That's all I'm saying.
Hang on. We'll be back in a moment.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine.
Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
And here we are. We've got Dennis on the phone. Let me just look this back up here. Dennis, are you still with me?
Do you read me?
Yes, Dennis, we've still got you. Now, you mentioned, you said that Donald Trump won't address the Federal Reserve. I don't know why you say that. There's no evidence of that. He's had some strong things to say to Janet Yellen, which don't indicate that he's too chummy with her. He hasn't had a chance. Governor Tarullo, who made a surprise announcement that he's an anti-Trump man. Governor Tarullo announced that he is retiring from giving up his governor's position, and that's effective this month, April. So Donald Trump hasn't even had a week to consider what to do about Tarullo's position. And there are two other vacancies that he inherited. Probably Hillary Clinton thought she'd be appointing those governors. No reason to think he won't do something spectacular and wonderful with the Federal Reserve. But here's, Dennis, here's...
Well, can I interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
He has no power over the Federal Reserve. It's not a government institution. What kind of power does he have over the Federal Reserve to tell them to do anything?
Read the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. Boy, does he have power over it. And boy, does the Treasury Department. And you and I and all other patriots, we've been hoodwinked by the Federal Reserve for more than half a century with their baloney that they are a completely independent organization. They are, in fact, read the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. That
Charles Lindbergh's father, Charles Lindbergh himself, fought so assiduously against. That act puts the Federal Reserve under the Treasury Department, and Donald Trump exclusively appoints the governors of the Federal Reserve. So if Donald Trump, we say he has no power over it, he has the power to appoint all of the governors. And when Janet Yellen's position as chairman, that, you know, that's that Greenspan Bernanke position, when Yellen's position expires in January of 2018, that's only a few months away, Donald Trump, it falls upon Donald Trump to appoint a new chairman. That's his job. Trump.
Can I please interrupt?
Yeah.
He may have the power, that power, but if he would enact Trump bucks like Kennedy did with U.S. notes, when he decides to make that bold move of taking over money and creating a non-interest currency,
yes,
with United, you know, that's when I will totally be a Jesus-loving, Trump-loving person. Until then,
okay,
it's all semantics. It's all BS, to be honest with you. And would you agree to that or no? I mean, probably not.
No, I wouldn't agree to that, because if Donald Trump appoints the Patriots to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, that is an earthquake. That is an absolute earthquake. So, you know, watch for that. And he's not going to appoint it.
What do you think of my
You don't
idea
need to give me a job. Now, by the way, Dennis, let's go to something now that's not even hypothetical. Let's go to what's already happened. And I'm saying this not just to you, Dennis, and I'm saying it to all the Patriots out there in the audience. I am trying to, as a salesman, maybe I'm not articulate enough in doing this, but as a salesman, I'm trying to convince my fellow Patriots, Donald Trump is the real deal. And we have a tremendous interest, a life and death interest in helping him and supporting him and showing up at his rallies and cheering him on. And, you know, as Rand Paul is doing, you know, you can make a constructive criticism. You can urge him not to, you know, not to chicken out. And you can, as that climate scientist did, we read that, his letter to he wrote an open letter to the president. I've forgotten his name, but a very prominent climate scientist said in a very nice way, but strongly, he said to Donald Trump, don't listen to Ivanka. She's got it wrong on climate change. She's signed up apparently on the global warming baloney, which most socialites and other prominent people have done. So nothing special there that she's done. But that's the right approach. And Dennis, let me give you, I'm going to throw another log on the fire to try to convince Patriots that Donald Trump is the real deal and he's doing great things. I mentioned, I think it was yesterday or the day before, the New York Times has an article that came out yesterday. And here I have it in my hands right now. Listen to this wording. Now, this is by Nicholas Kulish. Sounds like Donald Kalish, the openly communist Jewish chairman of the philosophy department at UCLA when I was there. So Nicholas Kulish, I'm assuming, is a tribesman. Okay. But it says, listen to this. With ally in Oval Office, that's Donald Trump, immigration hardliners ascend to power. He's done a very good job of researching. We have a bunch of really strong patriots who are now in power. Here he starts. He says, after sending more than, I'm just going to use this as an example. He gives a dozen such examples in this article. After sending more than 13,000 Twitter messages in less than 3 years, John Feer, F-E-E-R-E, an outspoken opponent of illegal immigration, like us folks, suddenly went silent after Inauguration Day. Got my attention there. As a legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington-based group that favors significant reductions in immigration, Mr. Feer had staked out tough positions on the subject, including pushing for an end to automatic citizenship for children born in the United States. Mr. Feer's newfound reticence reflected not a change of heart, but a new employer. He now works for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the agency tasked with finding and deporting people living in the United States illegally. His last Twitter post on January 20th, Inauguration Day, read simply, It's time to make immigration policy great again. Now, Dennis, this story that I just read you has been repeated over and over again. And this Nicholas Kulish, who is not our friend, he's working for the enemy newspaper. His last book was entitled The Eternal Nazi. So, you know, I think Nicholas Kulish is on the other side. And he is telling us we've got our guys in there. Lots of them. And he gives a whole bunch of other examples here of people who have been put in high positions in the immigration, bureaucracy. And they are now, and that has led to, I gave you this statistic earlier, the border crossings by illegals is dropped by 72%. That statistic's been announced, but these farmers said that on their particular ranch, it's now 90% reduction. So it's actually working. Yeah, sure.
Well, I thought we already talked about this minutes ago. That yes, what? he's making very good on immigration. I mean, I think there should be no illegal immigration into this country. We've got to protect our borders. I have no qualms with that at all. And you just kind of sidestepped my the only reason I called in is to say that when Donald Trump decides to make Trump bucks, that's when this country will change. And when he decides to take on the banks, which he won't do, and you know he won't do, so where do we go from there?
Okay, well, I don't know those things, Dennis.
No, and we don't know those things, do we?
No, we don't. And so stay tuned. What we do know is what he has done. And remember, when he wakes up in the morning, you know, I was telling a fellow host here on RBN, we were talking on the phone, and I said, when Donald Trump wakes up in the morning, he's just like you and just like me. Imagine what he has to accomplish.
Hang on,
Dennis, he's got to.
Got me excited.
Every day on his plate, imagine if you woke up in the morning and it was your job to totally overhaul the entire American medical system. It was also your job to totally overhaul the entire American tax system. It was your job to rein in an out of control military engaged in wars all over the world.
I think I've got some really good ideas. You want to run me for president? Because I'm actually willing to do
Dennis,
it.
Okay, Dennis, I'm telling you. And you also have to meet all the ambassadors, meet all the presidents. You have to make all the appointments.
Travel?
Look. Okay, so here's what I'm saying. People that are being tough on Donald Trump or disappointed in him, and he hasn't been in there 100 days, this is a Herculean job. And thank goodness,
you realize that's the point I made earlier. I'm giving him a year, and I'm totally total forgiveness.
Why not just help him?
Short of a nuclear war.
Dennis, why not start helping him tonight? Don't wait a year. Start helping him tonight. The next Trump rally in your area, be there. But Dennis, I appreciate your thoughts.
And I appreciate you taking my call. I really do.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. All right. Folks, we're... let's see, how are we doing on time? We got a little bit of time left. I don't know if we have any callers. I don't see any callers right.
Yeah, Jamie. I guess this is the 10-pound elephant in the room. But I was very disappointed with the statement that Donald Trump made today. This is Holocaust Remembrance Day. I know there's politics he has to play and all that. Nobody's going to. Nobody can realistically suggest he's going to say, it's probably exaggerated. It's being used to guilt people for nearly 70 years into things they shouldn't be guilted into. But I found it very disappointing that he would say today that that if you deny the so-called Holocaust, you're complicit in the murder of these people. That's a big leap. You know, I'm not saying this religiously, but if I deny, let's say, the very existence of Jesus Christ, I didn't have anything to do with crucifying him. You know, I mean, that's just being silly. I think you can question the numbers or question the methodology or whatever. And, if you do that, you have nothing to do with people dying. I mean, that I think is over the top. I know he sometimes blusters, and that's part of his charm. I really hope that doesn't reflect his real views, because it's really disappointing. And I agree with you. He's done a lot of good things, so we mustn't, just because there's one bad statement, to say, "Oh, well, that's it. We're out of here." Of course not.
Consider, Paul, the alternatives. Imagine. I'll put this under the rubric. You have to pick your shots. Donald Trump, he's got to go for what he can get, yes, and not go for things he can't possibly get, and it would kill.
You can be diplomatic without talking shit. Yes, you probably have to make an appearance, and yes, I understand. You've got to acknowledge that the so-called Holocaust. But what he said, I think, was a little over the top.
I haven't read his statement, but I can just say that, just on the whole subject of the Holocaust, it's a third rail. In other words, if Donald Trump were to make, if you remember when Ronald Reagan visited Bittenberg Cemetery,
yes,
which is simply a cemetery where some German soldiers who had died in the war were buried. And Pat Buchanan actually was the guy who engineered getting his boss, President Reagan, to visit the Bittenberg Cemetery. Ronald Reagan is still taking flack for having visited the cemetery. Just a harmless act of honoring the fallen soldiers in a war of a foe. Just like an American visiting a graves of Japanese soldiers or fallen in the World War II. Also, which is done regularly. And Japanese come over here and visit the memorial in Pearl Harbor. But the point being this, Paul, that in the atmosphere that Donald Trump is operating in, with 100% mass media hostility, he has to pick his shots. And
I agree with you. And obviously, he's not going to, he can't fight every battle, and he's not going to challenge, this new religion of Holocaust. I agree. That's not in the cards, and if anybody expected he'd do that, they're bound to be disappointed.
And realize what he would face, Paul. Let's say he just...
I'm not asking that he do that. I know he couldn't do that, and it'd be unrealistic to expect he would, but I think what he said was a little bit extravagant.
I haven't read it, but you know that if he just mused, if he was doing an interview and he just said, the standard history of World War II, I think there's some holes in it.
I don't know if he has to say that.
But if he were to just not, what I'm saying is, if he did anything, anything that was the New York Times, the Washington Post, all the networks, this would be the only story on television for the next several months.
Right.
And all of his, the border work. Reforming our, let's go to the economy. Let's talk about Dennis and all you other patriots out there. What was the news today? The stock market, it's unbelievable. All of us have been thinking, the stock market's going to tank. This is a bubble. It's going to explode. The economy's going to crash. Well, Donald Trump is such a force for energy and encouragement among our people that just on the base, just on the sheer enthusiasm of people for this man, The stock market is now over 21,000. it's mostly air in there, but still, it's prosperity. The NASDAQ, I think, for the first time crossed 6,000. Business optimism is at a record for decades. More than $3 trillion has been added to the value of your stocks, ladies and gentlemen. The stocks that you hold in your 401k, they're $3 trillion more valuable. With Donald Trump's the Trump effect happening,
so
yeah, George says sell now. Yes,
buy gold now while you can.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not.
It is a bubble. I agree with you in that, James. The Trump effect is it's pumping that bubble up even bigger, and the bubble going to pop.
Yeah. Well, and of course, his answer, what Donald Trump's doing that's not air, is he is really building the bottom line of American corporations is improving. Several of the, you know, stock Wall Street analysts have said, you know, the reports are coming in. Every day more company reports come in. They're better. They're better than they've been. Returns are better, and, you know, they're hiring hundreds of thousands of jobs. You know, people have jobs because of Donald Trump. So
our caller wanted to talk about the Federal Reserve, an immense undertaking for the new president. I would be pleased to just see him, you know, open it up and look under the tent a little bit at some of the egregious, just ugly cheating that the Federal Reserve does, you know.
Watch Rand Paul. Watch Rand Paul introduce a bill in the Senate to audit the Fed, just as his father did.
Well, that would be good.
And watch Donald Trump sign it when it passes.
It'll be good.
Folks, we are in our last break. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to.
We're back, folks.
I think it's time to stop.
We've got two callers holding, Haas in Nebraska and William in Montana. And let me just, I'd like at the end of the show to look forward, something we can look forward to, a Commonwealth meeting, Paul. The Prime Minister of Australia is coming to the United States, and he will meet with Donald Trump on let me get the date here. I think it's the first week of May. So he will be here, and he will go with Donald Trump. They're going to go to the USS Intrepid in New York City to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Coral Sea, which had a very direct bearing on our Aussie cousins, because the Japanese were invading. Their plan was to invade New Guinea at Port Moresby, and they were marching toward Australia. And the Prime Minister of Australia will be here. And another great thing that Donald Trump is doing, because the big fight in Australia, you know this very well, Paul, it's like Canada. They're fighting against an immigration invasion of non-whites, Chinese, Indians, Vietnamese, are sort of their versions of the Mexicans. And they're fighting against that invasion of Australia. And the Prime Minister of Australia will get a tremendous boost from meeting in the White House with Donald Trump, seeing that, in fact, as a politician, you can fight for secure borders and win. You don't need to buy into the politically correct notion that the overwhelming of our nations, our dispossession, is in any way inevitable. So that's coming up, and we'll take a really very quick calls here. Haas in Nebraska, we only have seconds. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with the last caller you had about how about the Federal Reserve and everything. I mean, he was pretty spot on. I mean, Trump did throw a picture of Andrew Jackson, in the White House, and Andrew Jackson is famous for going after the bank. So, I mean, if you're going to throw a picture of Andrew Jackson, you better follow in his footsteps. That's all I really wanted to say. So, great show tonight, though.
Haas, thank you very much. Pardon me, I just took a call there from the website administrator of the American Freedom Party's website. Don't forget us, folks, the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. Don't forget the Republic Broadcasting Network. And what we're going to do, I talked earlier today with a fellow host, we're going to spend some time this month doing fundraising and urging folks out there to support RBN. Do it now and help this radio network that John Stadtmiller has built. Help him keep this afloat. It's very tough going. And so any contribution you can make will be very much appreciated. William in Montana, I apologize for not getting to your call. You got a rain check for tomorrow. Paul, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
And George, thank you. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. I talk too much tomorrow. I'll talk less tomorrow night. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.